Russia, Russia, Russia. That's all it's been this week. The State of the Union you had, or the non-State of the Union, State of the Union or joint session of Congress, whatever you want to call the speech, seems like forever ago. And for a moment, they were saying presidential. Now you kind of got to start wondering. Anyway, Paul Ryan yesterday was in Rhode Island. Evidently, the Wisconsin congressman, Speaker of the House, went to Rhode Island to see the Year Up Training Center there in the state. It's a nonprofit career training organization. And about 200 people showed up to greet him with cheers of coward and booed him as he went out through the back door. And again, you know, as the people on the ground said, look, we want them to hear loud and clear. These things that they're pushing are not Rhode Island values. They're Wall Street's values. So good. I'm thrilled to see that wherever Paul Ryan goes, there's someone to greet him with a happy boo. Anyway, last night, what you see on the TVs, you see in the media, lots of people out calling for Jeff Sessions' resignation. Head on a platter or a cell number. I'm one of the cell number people. But last night in D.C., there was a big rally, a big protest, and Isaiah Poole was there to partake. Isaiah, thanks for taking time for us.
Very much appreciate it.
So what was going on in D.C. last night? Heard there was a little rally going on.
There was a little rally in front of the White House. Interestingly enough, we were planning to meet directly in front of the White House and go through Lafayette Square to park in front of the White House. They actually had the park roped off because it turned out there was a motorcade that was coming out of, I'm not 100% sure, either the Blair House, which is nearby, or from the White House itself. In any event, we got the chance, Sessions must go, at the folk in the motorcade.
Nice.
But yes, I actually saw myself on local news in D.C. Leading a chant against Sessions. My point was that, as I believe I've said here on your show before, we should never have even gotten to this point.
Nope.
Because of Sessions' record, both as a senator and as a, when he was... we all remember when he was being considered to be a judge and all of the stuff that came out during there.
Yeah, can we agree that anything that Coretta Scott King wrote into testimony, we should now believe from this point forward?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you look at what he did just in the past week, pulled out Justice Department out of fighting the Texas voter ID law, which was a law that courts found to be racially discriminatory.
Yep.
And he put the Justice Department essentially on the side of the racial discriminators in that case. He conspired with Betsy DeVos. In fact, he was to the right of the Education Secretary Betsy DeVos on pulling the government out of the defending a transgender rights bill, the transgender rights regulation that would allow transgender students to use the bathroom that conforms to their gender identity. A law that makes eminent sense, especially when you see some of the consequences that play out, for example, the case in Texas that you may have heard about, where a transgender boy is being required to wrestle with girls because what's on his birth certificate is that he is a girl, but in actuality, in real life, he is now a boy.
Wow. Yeah, he won, too, or she won, as I remember, right?
Yeah, this is a story that has been in a number of papers, including the Washington Post. And because Texas has a law that says, you have to be You know, you have to be in the bathrooms and in the programs that conform to what's on your birth certificate, not based on what you actually are. We have these things like, you know, oh my God, there's a person who's taking, you know, testosterone treatments, et cetera, and we put them in with the girls because that's what the letter of the law says.
I mean, there's a lot of complicated stuff here. I mean, at the end of it, and this is the stuff that, you know, we somehow used to figure out how to do this before, or didn't we? I mean, give me your thoughts, because it's my view that this has always been around. It's just that it wasn't right in our face all the time.
Well, here's the thing. It wasn't right in our face because we created an environment in which people were scared to talk about it and to deal with it and to address it forthrightly.
Fair point.
It was not a situation in which, you know, people could deal with this quietly before the government got involved. The reason the government got involved was precisely the Justice Department, in the case of the Obama administration, was because there were all of these instances in which, you know, transgender students were being bullied, were being forced into untenable situations. And we needed the federal government to come in and referee.
Okay.
And, oh, by the way, this idea that somehow the rights of a transgender person in California or New York should be fundamentally different from the rights of a transgender student in Pennsylvania is fundamental nonsense.
Yeah, it's insane. But I guess we're making hatred great again. So there's something else. Sessions walked away from the Obama administration's wanting to get out of the for-profit prison business. And
exactly.
I guess we're going to make for-profit prisons great again, too.
Right. And we'll create business for them through the deportation.
Nice. It's a win-win for big business. And
it's a win-win for, yes.
So let me ask you then, because you saw all these things come out. Now, there are some who have emailed me and said this is a Democratic Party hit job that, you know, that probably wouldn't have come out, you know, had he not done these things. I'm curious your thoughts.
You know, I mean, if we're talking about the media treating the Trump administration differently from any other administration, you know, that's nonsense. The media is supposed to be adversarial.
Correct.
And the media has been adversarial during the Obama years. I mean, the stereotype, you know, ask the Obama White House about the stereotype that, you know, the mainstream media was fawning all over the Obama. There was lots of critical coverage, including, you know, critical coverage that was ginned up by the right that the mainstream media picked up.
Right.
But we want an adversarial press. And the idea that somehow, you know, I mean, the most scary thing to me, I guess it's a tie of about five scary things, but in that list of five is the Trump administration attack on the press. Because this is how, as several people have said, this is how dictatorships start.
Right. I mean, even George W. Bush came out and said we need an independent press to hold people like him accountable.
Well, exactly. You know, in a world where George W. Bush sounds sane, you know we've gone to a pretty dark place.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Now, back to the Sessions things, because, you know, the reality is he lied. I mean, it is what it is.
Yes.
It's my view, at the minimum, he should be resigning. I believe he should be tried. You know, it's right there. We should give him a prison number, because that's what he wanted to do to Bill Clinton.
Well, yes. And so, you know, there again is the double standard. If Jeff Sessions were being treated by his own standards that he set during the Monica Lewinsky affair, then he would be out as attorney general. But here we go. These guys feel that they are above even the standards that they set for other people. And we can't have the attorney general above of all people, we cannot have the Attorney General be above the law.
Absolutely. So the question then is, you know, you were out in the streets last night. What's the, how do we get this? Because it doesn't look like Trump's going to move on this. He said, you know, Trump came out and said, Jeff's an honest guy, and in all of that, he's a good guy, he's an honest guy, you know, just misspoke. What do you do to make sure
there are many, much of the Democratic leadership, to their credit, has called for Jeff Sessions to resign. I think if we keep the heat on in the streets, which we're trying to do, several groups were involved, for example, in yesterday's march. There are actually two, one at noon, and the second one I was in the evening. And if, you know, there will be more marches, there will be more demonstrations. And I think as more news comes out about exactly what was going on, for example, there's this interesting question. If Sessions was having a meeting with the Russian ambassador at the Republican convention, who paid for that? Was that supposed to be, you know, he says that he was there in his capacity,
as a senator.
So if he was there in his capacity as a senator, then what on earth was he doing talking, having a conversation with the Russian ambassador at a party convention? Why is that even allowable? You know, it's like you're in a party convention and, you know, we shouldn't be paying for that.
I'm absolutely in agreement with you. But at the end of the day, it's going to come down to the Republicans doing the investigating because they control the intelligence committees. And I guess, you know, as I've been saying, I think this is going to change from being about Russia to being the focus about leaks. And we're going to be led down a path where all that stuff is forgiven. We're going to start going after leaks.
But here's the thing. Here's the ray of hope in this. During the resistance recess, we so scrambled the calculus. Those of us who went to the town hall and said, listen, do not screw around with our health care. Do not throw us to the wolves of insurance companies and for-profit health care. Let's take Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, and build upon it. We scrambled the calculus because now the Republicans are utterly divided on what to do. And I think we can have the same impact on issues like Sessions. There are a group of Republicans who will be scared if we put the fear of God into them, and they will respond. Some won't, but there will be some, and that's worth it.
Yeah, and that's where we need to be running people against them. That's the other part of this. Getting involved, just not part of the resistance, but part of the election cycle the next time around. Isaiah, I appreciate you taking some time for us. Keep up the fight. Stay in the streets. We look forward to talking to you again next week.
Really appreciate that. Keep it up.
Great, 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 great. Good stuff. Quick break. Right back after this. Stick around. You'll listen to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
We gotta take time.